Hey there, storyteller. Welcome to the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. I'm your host, Danielle, or you could just call me your strategy-obsessed storytelling enthused copywriter of Kayo Media Publishing. The Storytelling Meets Branding podcast is your hub for freshly brewed insights on amplifying your coaching business with the power of storytelling. So grab your favorite cup of coffee or tea and let's chat about how you can boldly and authentically stand out for your dream clients. Hey there, welcome back to the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. I am so excited that you are joining me here on this particular episode where I am chatting with you about I think it's a very common challenge that a lot of service professional entrepreneurs have, as well as a lot of product-based business owners have as well, and that is coming up with ideas for your video content, especially your Instagram reels. I have seen so many posts about, you know, maybe people are just, you know, just tired of Instagram and stuff like that. They're tired of seeing the same content from everyone on the platform, and everything seems a bit repetitive for them because I guess everyone seems to be hopping on the same trends and such. That's what it looks like if you're just scrolling on the platform. And I came across a thread, someone's Instagram thread, where they were talking about that, and I'm thinking, yeah, it can seem that way. So I think that it seems that way because a lot of people are basically running out of ideas for their video content, or they're just basically you're stuck when it comes to these ideas. So maybe you revert to these trends that you see everyone else doing, the same types of videos that everyone else is doing, trying to reach your target audience. So how do you not run out of ideas? How do you stay inspired in this capacity to reach your audience in your video content? I am going to share a few practical ways for you to do so. And this topic makes me think about during my TV news reporting days, how I was expected to have story ideas basically every day that I went to work. I had to have story ideas. Some days this made me very anxious because, you know, I had to figure out, you know, of course, what is going on. If there's nothing going on, then I had to, of course, dig a little bit deeper to find out what is indeed going on. I remember at one point during my TV news reporting career, I was working as a bureau reporter. Maybe I've mentioned this here on the podcast before, but a bureau reporter is someone who works alone outside of the station. As a reporter by yourself, you're probably miles away from the main station. And at that time, I spent 2 years as a bureau reporter for one of the stations that I worked at. And I was responsible for reporting stories in two counties. So I really had to think outside of the box. Some of those days were tough. Some of them were easy, but I really had to think outside the box and sometimes turn lemons into lemonade. And I was at the end of the week, sometimes I would be like, oh my gosh, how did I get through this? Of course, it was by the grace of God that I did, and Him just, you know, giving me the strength to think outside the box. But as it relates to you here today, I want to share some ways that you can also keep those ideas flowing for your video content. And the first way is understanding your ideal client or customer. You have to know them in and out. I don't care how much advice, hacks, trends that you see popping up on your social media feed from all the social media gurus who have thousands and thousands and thousands of followers. First thing that you must do is understand your ideal client or customer, okay? You've got to spend time analyzing who your viewers are, what challenges they face, and what solutions they are looking for. You can do this by using polls on Instagram, asking questions, or just DMing people, asking them genuine questions. Don't pop up in people's DM cold selling them, just asking people genuine questions. Another way that you can do this is asking questions to people that are on your email list, okay? So this ongoing type of communication will actually do wonders for your video content ideas. It will make your ideas very relevant and, of course, very targeted because you are zoning in, okay? The next way is creating an idea bank. So you've got to keep track of these ideas. You can't keep them in your head. I don't know about you, but every time I say, I'm going to remember that, or, oh, that's a great idea, I'm thinking also I need to write this down somewhere. If I'm not at my desk to put it in my computer somewhere, then I need to at least put it in my notes app on my phone. So one of the best tools at your disposal is an idea bank. So this can be as simple as a notebook that you have or that you can keep with you. And as you're going about your day and such, it can be very small, or it can be a notebook that you keep on your desk, or it can be something that you keep on your computer. Either way, you've got to, set aside a bit of time to have some brainstorming sessions, or when things do come to you, place these ideas where they need to be placed so you do not forget them. And if you have, about 30 minutes of your time every week, which I would recommend, I want you to think about a few things when it comes to your idea bank. And the first one being trending topics. So what's current in your industry? Okay, how can you relate it to your audience in a fun and informative way? So that's trending topics. The next way that you can build on your idea bank is through some educational content. Do some myth versus facts. There are plenty of those no matter what type of industry that you are in. If you have a product-based business, you can, of course, do some how-to tutorials. If you're a service-based business, if you want to shift people's perspective about stuff, share a bit more about your process and things of that nature. You can do some behind-the-scenes stuff. Show, again, your process of working with people, a little bit of your daily work routine, sneak peeks of upcoming services, programs, products, things like that. People like that. They get excited about it. All of that great stuff. The next type of thing that you want to build your idea bank on is user-generated content. And this simply means any testimonials that you have from clients or customers. And also, I would recommend that you try to get people to share some testimonials with you on video. Hopefully, you can ask people to get them excited about joining a quick call with you to share their thoughts about your service, product, something like that. So you can have a different type of testimonial. Those are great for your reels. So it's an easy way to have a reels content. And the next type of idea or that you can have for your idea bank is any types of challenges. Are there types of challenges that you can do, that you can host rather, for your audience? So let's say that you are a life coach. Is there something in your niche that you can host a challenge on? Okay, maybe you want to do a challenge on a better morning routine or something like that, like a 5-day challenge, and you're sending out emails or something like that, or you're doing live video for 5 days, whatever it is. What can you host a challenge about in your business to get people more engaged with you, you can do it in that way. You can do a Reels challenge series, like a 5-day Reels, like a 5-day challenge rather, where you show up on your Instagram Reels, one reel a day for the course of 5 days, challenging your audience to do something, something different on each one of those days. So I think that would be a great idea as well. I'm just thinking of these off the cuff. And the next way, the third way that you can continually keep these video content ideas flowing is by repurposing content. Okay, I think this is a very underrated way that you can come up with Reels ideas. So just think about it for a second. Before Instagram Reels was even a thing, before it even existed, what type of content were you putting out there? Can't you revisit that content? Can't you repurpose that content into Instagram Reels? Of course you can. Whether it's, you know, some blog posts, some podcasts, some webinars that you did, all of this stuff, you can take it, go back and look at it, and, you know, take snippets out and put it into some Reels. Some of this stuff you can turn into like a series of Reels, like talking about it in a certain series on a certain topic, rather. You will be surprised at what you can, you know, something old that you can take and repurpose it and turn it into Reels. I can guarantee you that probably half of your audience will not even remember that you did this as a post 3 years ago that was like once a graphic, okay? You know, you got to think outside of the box. Now, another one that is probably another underrated way to keep your video content ideas flowing is collaboration. Collaborating with people who complement your industry and doing some videos with them. This would work perfectly if you're in the same city with someone, or if you prefer to do a live video with someone, you can do that in that type of way and, you know, share the replay. To me, it's still a version of an Instagram reel because it's still a video and on Instagram. I think all videos are considered reels at this point. So that is a great option as well. So hopefully all of these are very helpful for you to get you in the, you know, flow of keeping those ideas flowing. And you just have to think outside of the box and really zone in on your ideal client or customers. So, you know, if you're working with someone such as myself, let's say you want me to shoot and edit your videos or just edit your videos. You come to me, hey, Danielle, I have all these ideas. What do you think about it? That just really warms my heart that you are taking the time to really zone in on your audience. And of course, I do my part as well to bring my ideas to the table because that's just the nature of me as a storytelling nerd. And with my background from news, I like to give my ideas to clients as well. And also, if you're someone that is working with me, if you want to work with me in my 8-week program, the Storyteller's Video Lab, you come to me, Danielle, I need your assistance with getting better with video content. Here are my ideas that I have so far. That also warms my heart as well because it's telling me that you are willing to do the work to get to that next level, to really stand out for your ideal client or customer. So hopefully these ideas that I've shared with you for your video content ideas, hopefully they have been helpful for you. And if this episode has been helpful for you, then be sure to take a moment to rate and review the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. I would love to hear from you. I would love to know your thoughts and takeaways from these episodes, and I will chat with you soon.